Morning. It's really fantastic to be with you. We are the Greenbelts Children's Scratch Choir. And we've been doing some kind of warm-up songs. Maybe you'll join us and get warmed up for this morning. There's a little song that goes, "Whose side are you leaning on?" And the response is, "Leaning on the Lord's side." We'll do it first, and maybe you'll learn it as well. Can we see maybe? Whose side are you leaning on?
Leaning on the Lord's side.
I said, whose side are you leaning on?
Leaning on the Lord's side.
I lean, leaning on the Lord's side. So, have you got that? Yeah? I have a feeling that your leaning is going to be a bit difficult when you're sat on the floor. Should we stand up and join us? Whose side are you leaning on?
Leaning on the Lord's side.
I said, whose side are you leaning on?
Leaning on the Lord's side.
I lean. Said, whose side you jumping on?
Jumping on the Lord's side.
Said, whose side you jumping on?
Jumping on the
I lean. You surfing on?
Surfing on the Lord's side.
Said, whose side you surfing on?
Surfing on the Lord's side.
I surf. Surfing on the Lord's side. Side you spinning on?
Said
whose side you spinning on? Good luck, guys. How about that? Great. Don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel warmed up. Starting. Actually, all in all, I could do with a sit down. My God is a good God. Yes, he is. Do we know this, kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's some kind of introduction. Thanks.
God. Yes, he is. My God is good. Yes, he is. Oh, he makes me up and he turns me round. He puts my feet.
great. So, in the middle there, we've got, well, he picks me up. Great, thanks, guys. We've got, well, he picks me up, a bit of a jump, and he turns me round, and he puts my feet on solid ground. All got that. My God, here we go. A one, two, three. My God is a good God.
Yes, he is. My God is a good God. Yes, he is. Well, he picks me up and he turns me round. He puts my feet on solid ground. My God is a good God. Yes, he is.
Well, I think that our God isn't just one good, but maybe a few more goods than that. So whenever we come to the word good, I'd like to sing three goods. All the very, very best. A one, two, three.
My God is a good God. Yes, he is. My God is a good God. Yes, he is. Well, and he turns me around. He puts my feet on solid ground. My God is a good God. Yes, he is.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe three goods just doesn't cut it. How about seven? And
my God is a good God. Yes, he is. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Well, he picks me up and he turns me round. He puts my feet on solid ground. My God is a good God. Yes, he is.
Let's just bring it down, just bring it down. Seven. Is that all our God is good? I don't know. I do know. 163? No, okay. 13 goods, please. A one, two, three, and 13.
God is a good God. Yes, he is. Well, he picks me up and he turns around. Puts my feet on solid ground. My God is a good God. Yes, he is.
Great, the Greenbelt Children's Scratch Choir. Thank you.
Greenbelters, the future of Greenbelt, your children's choir. One more time. Wonderful. What a beautiful way to start our very special morning service. Do you want to sit down and make yourself comfortable? I'd like you to sit down, make yourself comfortable, and listen to me if you can. People are still coming in and we welcome you. We want you to cuddle up and get warm against the wind. And we also would love you to look around, look sideways, and bring people together. It'd be beautiful if there was no one person alone, unless they wanted to be alone, of course. So we've got Greenbelt Children's Choir, the future of Greenbelt. And I would love to see those children with their families like you in a few years' time. And we want Greenbelt to be sustainable. And Greenbelt Angels is the community of Greenbelt where we can belong. So what we want you to consider, not just listen to me, but really consider becoming a Green Belt Angel after this service. With these orange T-shirts here, there will be people around, and you can take the initiative and approach them and say, I'd like to know more about a Green Belt Angel, and I would like to be a Green Belt Angel. Please consider that. The future of Green Belt is not belongs to us, it belongs to our children, and we want the children to experience this. So please consider, after the service, after we've worshipped, after we've been together, after we've celebrated, consider becoming a Green Belt Angel. You are beautiful.
Good morning, Green Belt. Welcome to the communion. We're all about catching things sideways and in awkward ways, and we're going to catch you out by starting early. So if you can find somewhere to sit, get yourselves into groups of 10 or 15 people, get somebody in your group to go to one of the two distribution points to collect a worship bag, which will have all sorts of goodies in it for you to use. My name is Martin Poole. I run Beyond in Brighton. And I've also just become the vicar of St. Luke's Prestonville, which is also in Brighton. Hi. And we have a few friends. Shout out anybody from Brighton. Anywhere in Sussex?
Yes.
On the south?
Yes.
Okay, Scotland. Wales. Whoa. Lots of Welsh. The Midlands. Who am I missing out? North East. Anywhere in the UK. You should also have been given a worship booklet as you come in, with lots of things that you can look at and interesting things to do, and some coloured pencils in your bag if you want to draw an image of God, which we would love for you to hand in to us at the end, and we'll try and scan some of those and get them up on the website. But let's begin by all standing to sing together. you please sit down? And have a look in your worship bags, and you will find a little bag of plastic mirrors. If you can get those out and distribute them around your group. So hopefully everybody should have a little square of plastic film, which is both reflective and see-through. There are times when we can't see God because we've turned away, or we can't see straight. I'd like you all, where you're sat, to just shuffle round so you're facing the back. So instead of looking at us here on stage, you're looking away. I know that's difficult for some, but just if you can. And some of you may have noticed that there's some text in your communion booklets which looks a bit strange. It's because it's mirror writing, and you can only read it with the little mirrors. So we're now going to confess those times when we've not been straight, when we've not done what God wants. Maggie Dawn is going to come and lead us in our confession.
Let us pray. Our vision of God is sometimes twisted and distorted, often unclear, never complete. Lord, forgive us. Our view of ourselves is unfair or untrue, often corrupt, never divine. Lord, forgive us. Our attitude to others can be selfish and unloving, often dishonest, never holy. Lord, forgive us. Our image of the world is narrow and limited, often biased, never reasonable. Lord, forgive us. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be forgiven.
Thinking about our own sin naturally leads us to think about the things that are wrong in this world and to pray for them. Stuart Townend's going to help us to do that using the ancient words, the ancient cry for mercy, the Kyrie. And some of you will be able to use your mirrors to look at us on stage to read some things, either here on stage or on the screen.
The song speaks about different situations that describe where the mercy of God is really needed. So as the verse builds and it goes to the chorus, we begin to sing, Lord, have mercy. Please join in. Then there's a section at the end, which is just instrumental. And can I encourage you during that section, why not just pray out your prayers? You can do it out loud, or you can do it just in your own heart, just silently to the Lord, to pray for different aspects of the world as we've been singing in the song. Child who lies still beneath his mother's eyes, she's asking why a God of love will give and take away. For every self-made man doing everything he can to fill the void that's deep within, eating at his soul. For every wife who cries.
eyes. When a husband's lying eyes give the sordid game away, something dies within. For those who walk the street, destitute and desperate, we shake our heads and wash our hands and hurry on our way. Ooh, have mercy. Forgive our driven need to make a virtue out of greed. We've set our hearts on worldly things that cannot satisfy. We've used tomorrow's gold today while nature chokes along the way. Many years before we pay, perhaps we're paid.
Sing with me, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Have mercy on us all.
Mercy on all those we care about, all those places that we care about, all those situations that we know about. Amen. Confessing our sins and praying for the world often leads us into action, and Jude Livermore is going to talk to us about how we can put things into action with Greenbelt.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Jude Levermore, and it is my privilege to be a trustee of this amazing festival, Greenbelt. That's to be part of a small group of volunteers who hold in trust and try to nudge forward this amazing festival. And one of the best things about that job is the ability we have each year to give away the money that comes in to Trust Greenbelt. We try to give it away to small, interesting, innovative projects that perhaps otherwise wouldn't get funded, that are to do with creativity, justice, and the arts. And if you look in your packs, you'll find some postcards that tell you about some of those projects that we've given money to this year. So please feel free to have a look in those bags and see where we've given your money to. The other thing that we've decided to do this year, slightly differently, is for the next 3 years, we're going to fund a project in Gaza. It's a particularly interesting project with involving young people.
Now we've got all that breast beating out of the way, all our sins are forgiven, we've prayed for the world, it's time to praise God because we're free and forgiven. So could you please stand? To celebrate. If you look in your worship bags, you will find a pack of red napkins. Could you please pass those out amongst your group so as many people as possible have a red napkin? Because we're going to have a reading now, and I want your help to make this dramatically come alive. During the reading, we're going to have four things that you need to do. The first thing is we need a mighty rushing wind. So can everybody please make the sound of the wind? Everybody, come on. Louder. Okay. We need the sound of an earthquake. So we need you to thump the ground as hard as you can. Fabulous. We need flames of fire. Wave your red napkins in the air. That's fantastic. And we need the name of God. Just whisper, God. God, 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 God. Our reading is from 1 Kings 19. And God is talking to Elijah, who's been questioning him. God said to Elijah, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for I am about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before God, but God was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But God was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire. But God was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. God, God, God. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. And then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Thank you for your help with that. Now, Reverend Kate Coleman is going to come and talk to us.
Good morning, Greenbelt. You know, it's inevitable that we will see life and see God within particular parameters. Because we were ambushed, you see, at birth, in the nicest possible way, by our parents, by our culture, by our history. And as we go on in life, our experiences also ambush us and predispose us. There are particular things we like, particular people that we like, particular things we expect from God and don't expect from God. Things that God will say and God will do, things that God likes or doesn't like. We have a view of God that fits very neatly with our culture, our age, our history, our ethnicity, and even the people we hang around with. We're more a product of our worldview and culture and family history and personal experience than we could possibly imagine, and often more than we sometimes care to admit. Our reading today is centered on an experience of the prophet Elijah. Perhaps surprisingly for some of us, James chapter 5, verse 17 informs us that Elijah was a human being, even as we are. This means that contrary to popular opinion, Elijah was not a super saint in the way that we often imagine. In fact, as we scrutinize his story, we discover someone who got depressed, someone who ran away, someone who feared, someone who even wished to die, someone who became tired and afraid. In fact, the account in 1 Kings 19 reminds us that even the most extraordinary, ordinary people can benefit from what I'm going to describe as side sight. In other words, like Elijah, we're all capable of finding God in unexpected places and experiencing God in unexpected ways. How many of you drive, hold a driving license? That means that in theory, you've taken lessons, you've passed a test, and probably drive on a regular basis. But it's possible that you've forgotten some of the basics of driving. In fact, learner drivers will probably remember it better. So before you move, what do you do? Mirrors. Okay. I didn't hear all of that, but I'm guessing that you got it. I hope there is one thing you didn't miss, and that is that when you're moving out, you turn around to the side and you look over your shoulder into your blind spot. Because in the blind spot, there are things you do not see. If you like, it's the art of looking sideways. The reality is we all have blind spots. There are things that we do not know and that we don't even understand about ourselves, about the world that we live in, and the God that we serve. Like foresight, insight, and hindsight, sidesight is a perspective we don't yet have. Sidesight is the ability to think in new ways, even about old challenges. It's the ability to see things we've never seen before and to consider a perspective that may be totally new to us. Elijah was used to engaging with God on a particular level. He was used to dramatic and extreme experiences of God. He had witnessed firefall in response to his prayers on at least three occasions. He had raised the first person that's ever recorded in the Bible from the dead. He had stopped rain from falling on the land for 3 years and then started it up again after that time. Elijah was a man familiar with a God who expressed himself through displays of spectacular power and the extraordinary. But if Elijah was going to fulfill his calling, he needed a fresh revelation of God. He needed to encounter God in a new way, and God was about to reveal himself to Elijah through a small voice, a whisper, or as some translations put it, a still small voice. Something that Elijah had not met before, had not experienced before. There are very few things that prepare us for encountering God in such unexpected ways. The reality is that it was the challenges and the difficulties and the pain of Elijah's immediate experiences, including his feelings of depression, including his fear, including the isolation, including the sense of abandonment, that left him receptive to meeting God in an unexpected way. And it's often the internal struggles, the difficulties of our lives, the challenge of meeting diverse people who are different to us, a collision with new ideas and new experiences that leave us receptive to possibilities we may never have considered, a perspective of God totally different to any that we have yet had up until this point. It was Elijah's personal struggle that prepared him for the encounter with God that informed him that God was bigger than he could imagine. Elijah learned that God is more than simply a God of the spectacular and the extraordinary. He's not always found in the violent wind. He's not always found in the earthquake. He's not always found in the fire. Sometimes God is found in the still, small voice, the whisper. Because God isn't bound by the so-called laws of physical science or history or politics or economics. God inevitably breaks loose from our theological dogmas and challenges us to meet him in a very different worldview, in a different culture, in a different family history, in a different theology. As one scholar puts it, God is in God's own class. And if you're in God's class, the irony is there's something new to be learned there. Sometimes it's a book, a conversation, or an experience with the unfamiliar that prepares us for the encounter that informs us that God is bigger, greater. The Bible is literally littered with such encounters with God, with such perspectives of God. Perspectives that people had not expected of God. In fact, I go as far as saying that sight is the order of the day in biblical thought. When we celebrate communion, we're reminded that in Jesus' day, the crowds wanted a mighty deliverer prepared to shed blood in order to set them free. They never dreamed that deliverance might come as a result of the deliverer's blood being shed. Who would have thought God would display power through the weakness of a helpless, dependent, needy human baby? Who really understood that the sovereign ruler of the universe, the creator of all things, would enter his own creation in order to save it? Who would have thought death could be accompanied by life? Today we all have the benefit of hindsight. But Lord, give us sight, the ability to look over our shoulder, straight into our blind spot, so that we can engage, as you did, with someone else's reality, experience, and perspective. So that we may find you in unexpected places and in unexpected ways. Help us, Lord, to embrace the prospect of a perspective we don't yet have. And to allow you to prepare us for encounters that will inform us. Do all this so that we will do the things you ask of us, without reluctance or hesitation, and more so that we may love you better and do better. Help us to see the things we don't see. Amen? Just checking you're there.
We're all going to get a chance to practice that sight. We need to open out your communion leaflet. And there's a design on the back. As some of you may have noticed, the designs are not all the same. These fit together. I'll give you a clue. There's three different designs. So while the choir sing, see if you can fit these together and work out what this is.
Oh,
Can you see what it is yet? Let's all together tell me what you see after three. One, two, three. Can we put the image up on the screen just in case some people haven't got it? No matter where you are or what you're doing or thinking, God is there underneath all the time. The ground of our being, yet just outside our direct line of sight. Right in your hands all the time. One of the ways we see God is by looking at each other, and we're going to think about that as we share the peace. Take your little mirror, and I've seen some people down here doing it already. Take your little mirror, and it will stick very easily on your forehead. So as you share the peace with those around you, you also see yourself. Let's stand. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. As we fulfill this command, we will bring peace to the world. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's offer one another a sign of peace. If I could ask you please to take your seats again. We're now going to do something which I'm not sure Greenbelt has ever done before. Somebody will tell me afterwards, I'm sure. We're going to have a sung Eucharist. But slightly different to how most people would understand those two words. Our communion prayer today is going to be sung by Stuart Townend and Maggie Dawn together. There's a simple chorus that you can join in with if you want to. So now, right at the moment, could you take the bread from your bag and give it to someone in your group? Pour the wine into the plastic cup so that you're all ready. And as we sing this song together, and as Stuart and Maggie sing the words of communion, we all share in the God that we see with side sight, the God who we glimpse in the bread and the wine, in his body and his blood.
Let me just very quickly teach you the chorus. It goes like this. So we share in this bread of life. Sing that with me. So we share in this bread of life. Listen. And we drink of his sacrifice. Together. And we drink of his sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of peace. The last line is, around the table of the King. So that happens at the end of every verse, and the verse will take us through the whole communion service. So when we get to the second verse, for example, I'll encourage you to take the bread and pass it and share it together. So let's sing this song. If you know the whole song, do join in. But let's worship together. It's like this.
Behold the Lamb who bears our sins away, slain for us. And we remember the promise made that all who come in faith find forgiveness at the cross.
Everybody?
So we share in this bread of life and we dream of his sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of peace around the table of the King.
So as we sing this verse, let's take the bread together.
So we share in this bread of life, and we dream of his sacrifice as a sign of our bonds of love around the table of the King.
Take the wine, and as Maggie sings this verse, let's take the wine together.
The blood that cleanses every stain of sin, shed for you.
Let's pray. Let's all say this prayer together. Holy God, we see your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. May we who are partakers at his table reflect his life in word and deed, that all the world may know his power to change and save. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let's stand to sing our final hymn. When you go, actually, let's just stand and sing.
My God is our Lord, Saviour. And may the good Lord keep you. And may the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. May the good Lord bless you. And may the good Lord keep you. And may the Lord turn his face towards you and be gracious unto you. And be gracious unto you. And give you peace, peace, peace.
As you go in peace, take all the things with you. Keep the mirrors to remind you to look with side sight. Take your rubbish with you and put it in the rubbish bins if you can. Don't worry about the confetti. It's soluble, so I'm sure in a couple of hours it'll all be gone. And if you've got images that you've drawn on your sheet, you'd like to hand those to a steward or to one of the collection points, and as I say, we'll try and scan some of these and put them on the website. And please remember to look out for the angels in the orange T-shirts to sign up for them. So let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.